Anyway, I'm going to roll things back to a time long before toothbrushes were invented, but we probably still needed them, with new archaeological evidence that suggests that human ancestors gave up their vegetarian diet and began feasting on land and aquatic mammals around 2 million years ago, and it might have boosted their brain size in the process. Butchered remains of crocodiles, turtles and fish were found by David Braun from the University of Cape Town in South Africa and his team who've been excavating at Kubi Fora Formation in northern Kenya. Now, the findings were published in the journal PNAS and they provide some of the earliest evidence for meat-eating among our human ancestors. Now, one question you might ask is, well, how do we know that it was people eating these animals and not other animals? And in fact, what they did was they scrutinised the bones, the fossilised bones that they found, and found cut marks that are really strong evidence that it was people with stone tools who were eating these animals. And there's also evidence that they were sucking out the bone marrow as well, which is rather nice. Wonderful to think of the things that can be fossilised and these activities that went on a long, long time ago. We don't actually know exactly who it was who was eating these animals because there are no hominin bones in the same formation. It could be that it was Homo habilis, one of our very ancient ancestors, or perhaps even some late Australopithecines. So they're the possible candidates. But the key thing might be that these aquatic species are especially rich in one form of omega-3 fatty acids that we know now is really critical for human brain growth. And it's a theory that having a diet very rich in these omega-3 fatty acids early on might have played a role in the fact that our brains very rapidly developed, they got bigger, we were much more clever, we were able to solve problems and become the humans that we are today, a really essential human characteristic. But we can't be sure, really, if these early butchers were just occasionally snacking on a crocodile or whether it was actually part of their staple diet, or was it just an occasional meaty treat? We don't actually know quite yet.
Did they eat more fish and meat because they had a bigger brain and therefore more to sustain? Or was it this switch that then meant they could sustain a bigger brain? Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
We absolutely don't know at the moment. This is absolutely just a theory that it might have come along at the same time. We've really got nothing more than just knowing the effect that omega-3 has on our brains today and sort of extrapolating that to perhaps it had a role in the past. It's going to be very difficult to find out, but it's a great question and it could have been either way, I think.
So food for thought then.
Absolutely.